It has been an up and down season for this man. He was destined for more. He dreamt of reaching the stars, but ended up falling into the gutter. But it is in that gutter that he became something else. Envy and jealousy fuels his rage during his workouts. Through his rigorous training, he has become a fantasy mercenary. Not too different from Deathstroke, only his name is Denzel Stroke. Known to scratch out your hopes and dreams with the simple stroke of a Denzel. Now, with nothing left to his season, it has become his mission to take down his last two opponents and ruin their seasons. It looks like his first target is the one currently sitting on the throne. This is a warning to those on his naughty list. He's got his Denzel sharpener preparing his tools, and is ready to wipe you away with his Denzel eraser. He lies in wait, ready to take advantage of any weak-ass players putting lineups against him. Just know, he will have his revenge, in this life or the next. Welcome to the Half a Hedge Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chad Killer Croc Ebersong. With me is Matt Polka Dot Man Dempsey.
Polka Dot Man. Oh, that's
well, are you melancholy on the season?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not been good.
Yeah, poke it out, man.
Yeah, it went from first to worst, basically. I mean,
six
4-2 to 4-8, six straight. But I mean, the last 2 weeks has just been an absolute killer.
I got to give you credit. Keep coming back in here. Hard hat on. You put the work in for this pod because I lost this past week. I'm like, geez, I don't even want to do this.
Lady. I got to face the music. I've been saying all year I love my team, but. I don't know if you saw my team name change, but
yeah, I did.
It's not my year. I mean, 4-2 in first place to 4-8 in 10th place, tied for last. I just realized right now I have the most points against in the league, which that just sucks.
Oh, man.
That just sucks.
That was Robbie last
Dude, the last 2 weeks, I've had the second and third most highest points in the league, and I'm 0-2.
That is actually, who did you lose to this past week?
I lost the Rice.
Oh, he went off too?
He went off.
And I was going to say, it's a good thing because... I mean, you're scoring the points.
I am. I know. I don't know what else to do. Yeah, Rice had the second most points. I had the third. Last week, you had the first, and I had the second. You know, I'm going to hear talk about me. I'm going to try to play spoiler just like DJ.
Nice. Yeah, get some fantasy mercenaries
out
there.
Yep.
And some news. It's the big one, right? Frank Wright.
Yep, that's what I predicted last week, right?
Yeah, you did. Damn near it. I was just like, there ain't no way.
No, I actually owe you $5. We did shake on it. Ron Rivera, not fired. Frank Reich, fired.
But Washington...
fired Jack Del Rio.
Jack Del Rio, yes, yeah. D.C.
Yeah, which that's close enough, right?
Yeah, sure. No, it just didn't make sense in Washington. Washington did it smart. Like, you're not going to... What are you going to change?
Right.
David Tepper has lost
his
mind.
He's lost his... Well... I mean, that was a disaster. I mean,
it is bad.
Reich was set up to fail from the jump, but also like 1-10, they don't have the first round pick. Tepper's like, I made a mistake. You're out.
He literally came in, CMC gone.
Yeah,
DJ Moore gone. They got offers big time for Burns. Decided, nah, not for
that
me.
Sorry to interrupt, but you kind of glossed over to DJ Moore. They gave up the first round pick. That's going to be the number one overall pick and DJ Moore for Bryce Young.
Technically right. Yes.
That's insane.
And they chose wrong. And now, so this is David Tepper's history. You know he also bought an MLS team a year or two ago, a few years ago maybe?
Uh-uh.
I mean, it has to be a year or 2 years ago. Because, okay, so in the last 18 months, he has fired four coaches. He bought the MLS team and fired the coach after 1 year. So that was the first one. Then shortly after, fired Rule mid-season.
Yeah.
This past season for the MLS team, they actually made the playoffs. He fired that coach anyway. And now he fired Frank Wright, the fastest firing of any coach in 40 years.
Wow.
Shorter than Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer and Nate Hackett.
Dude, Hackett, who would go to that job? Who would go?
Well, I mean, anybody will.
Oh.
Not anybody, but like I was listening to the podcast.
He's still Tepper.
You're telling me no. I mean, there's only 32 jobs in the NFL.
I know.
Like
but
somebody's gonna have that job.
I guess Tepper is still paying Matt Rule's assistants.
You know what actually compared to is the Texans. The Texans, their turnout coach is like nothing. 2 years ago, they had
they went one, boom,
they went boom, 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 boom. Lovie Smith was one and done.
One and done. And then who was that other guy that he was like the former D coordinator of Baltimore, maybe? I don't know. How can you go in there with good faith and be like, are you going to give me a year? Like, what are you... Are you going to be mad if we don't win?
Right. Let's see. 12
games?
David Culley.
Culley. And boom.
Yeah, they went Romeo Crennel, David Culley, Lovie Smith, Miko Rines, all in consecutive years.
I mean,
so that's what I kind of compare it to. And look at the Texans now. They got one good coach and one good quarterback, and they're right in the thick of it.
Yeah, but at least when you're going into that job, you're looking at a one or top three overall pick.
Right, true.
Carolina has, what, nothing really, right?
No. They'll have the first pick in the second round.
Yeah. Ooh, it might as well be the Steelers. Anyway, speaking of the Steelers, did you see their big offensive output?
Yeah, over 400 yards, right?
Oh, first time in 48 games.
That's
week
wild.
Two of 2020.
That's wild.
Isn't that horrible?
That's crazy.
But good thing they fired Canada, and I don't know.
New coaches theory, all that kind of stuff.
Which maybe that's what Tepper's thinking. He's like, I heard in the NFL, if you fire your coach, your team does better.
Nah, Tepper's he's a lunatic.
But do you think they beat Tampa Bay then?
Who? Steelers?
The Panthers.
Oh, Panthers. Oh, man. I don't know.
I almost wanted to try. Put some money down.
That new coach theory. Their coaches is Chris Tabor. He used to be the Browns special teams coach for the last, 15 years.
No!
He was the special teams coach from, 2003 to, 2017 for the Browns. Yeah. Yeah, Chris Tabor.
I think a lot of people must just like the guy. Maybe. Think about how many coaches were you're cool stay. You're cool stay for the Browns. But, GCLC cleaned house.
Clean house.
McCown. Deuce Staley.
See ya.
Yeah, that is such a wild thing.
Dude, Deuce Staley left the Lions to go to the Panthers. Look at that. That was dumb.
I would not want Deuce Staley in my building. No. Anyway, Steelers did some good things. Yeah. Last thing I have is Aaron Rodgers back.
Dude, I don't understand it at all. He tore his Achilles 79 days ago. I've been telling you for weeks that there's no way he comes back. But he practiced today. He had a jersey on and everything. Yeah.
No.
They opened up his window today. Yeah.
Well, I saw that they opened it. I didn't know he was
on the field. Game. Yeah.
Is he walking around normal?
I guess. I don't know.
That shows you what kind of medical stuff's out in the other countries. There's conspiracy
theories that he never tore his Achilles. And he also is trying to
What?
Yeah, there's all these crazy people. But Rodgers himself is a lunatic. So.
Yeah, that's true. So, I will say that they need him because it's no wonder they've been playing Zach Wilson. That other dude
Boyle
is worse.
He's one of the worst to ever do it. He's atrocious.
How are there technically so many teams right now that seem like they have
shitty
up
quarterbacks?
Yeah, you're telling me there's not.
That's what I'm saying.
The 8 billion people in the world
totally agree.
You can't find one guy.
Totally agree.
Or ex college guy come in. I don't know. Especially for the Browns' sake. We're about to see Flacco this week. You know.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, he's starting. Yeah.
He's starting.
He's going. Well, he's the second string. That's official.
Yeah.
And DTR is still in protocol. And tomorrow's gonna be Thursday. So.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think he'd start. I mean, I figured they'd start with PJ and then.
No. Flacco's number two, regardless. I mean, Flacco's on the roster as the number two quarterback. DTR's number one. DTR's probably not going to play, so Flacco's going to be starting. Our fourth quarterback starting this year. We're 7-4. It's unbelievable.
It's the statue that is Joe Flacco. I mean, hey, and if you want to talk Browns real quick, in the positive side, maybe he'll just be the game manager that Stefanski's just say, put the ball here. I don't need you to do anything crazy.
And
but
even if he stinks, he could probably still sling it. He can't move probably, but he could sling it.
But that's the thing, is it seemed like most of the quarterbacks we've had have had to run around like crazy.
True.
And also, what the heck was Stefanski play calling last week? He with that end around fumble thing.
Yeah, that was weird.
Throwing Harrison Bryan under center nonstop.
They've been doing it all season.
I know they have, but it's
that's the only time it didn't work. He's 5 for 5 on it.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. That's I'll lock that in. Bryant is 4 for 4 on that sneak.
Well, it seemed like they were just getting away from what they should just be playing as simple of football as you can.
Yeah, they got beat up by the Broncos. Beat up. It was a bad fantasy game. I mean, there's no denying it, but I don't want him fired or anything. He just won three in a row.
I'm not saying fire him, but I'm just saying.
Well, what do you want
to
do?
Talk to him. Say, hey. Stefanski, this isn't the normal team, man. You got to keep this simple, simple, simple.
But that's what he's been doing in the 3-game win streak.
Unless we're doing end arounds, that fumble.
I don't think he called the fumble play. He called the end around play.
Yeah,
it's not his fault. Pierre Strong can't catch pitch.
Yeah, that's true. But that's the thing. It's like, why are you doing it with Pierre Strong?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Figure out your personnel a little bit. Yep. And it seems like our offense is just ran through Njoku for some reason, who is not that good. Njoku is okay. He is slightly above average. If average is 5, he's a 6. That's about as good as a Jets.
He's about 7.
It's not like he lights it up.
But inexperienced quarterbacks flock to the tight end. No matter who it is, that could be Harrison Bryant out there. If he was number one,
I guess maybe you're right. Anyway, I don't know. That was my Browns rant.
Yeah, that was a little bit
sorry. Rant.
That's okay. What, is that it?
That's all. We just better win against the Rams. Wouldn't mind seeing Stafford go down, and then we can have Carson Wentz versus Joe Flacco.
Rams are
class of the 2000s.
Rams are kind of hot right now, too.
They are. Not Cooper Kupp.
What do I got here? Eagles beat the Bills. Amazing game. I don't know if you watched it or not.
I did not.
It's a crazy game. Crazy.
That's what people are saying, game of the year?
Bills are in serious trouble with a tough schedule coming up. Tough. They're 6-6. I don't see them making the playoffs, which would be crazy. If they're not making the playoffs, they got to fire McDermott, right? I mean, they got to.
Really?
Dude.
That's just come so close but never reach
it. It's something's got to change. Like, any has dumb in-game management stuff sometimes. Like, that whole 12-man on the field with the Broncos. And then, I mean, I don't know. He keeps firing other people, like the O-coordinator, like Ken Dorsey's like, no, it's not my fault. But his defense is the ones that's scored 37 points.
Well, they are beat up, though, defensively, injury-wise.
I mean, I guess. 49ers handled the Seahawks on Thanksgiving. They looked like a juggernaut again. They went back to being the favorite to win the Super Bowl, plus 400. So they play at Philly this week.
Yeah.
Do you know what the line is? I know what it is. Do you want to guess?
Like Eagles minus one?
The 49ers are 3-point favorites.
Really?
They're -3 away at Philly.
I don't know if I...
That's crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That's crazy.
I will say, though, I mean, Eagles, it's like the way that they match up, it could be very good because of how much Eagles give up in the air.
I'm just saying, like, that was bonkers to me. I mean, the Phillies, the Eagles are 10-1.
So Eagles are +3 right now?
Yeah. At home.
Might have to take a little poke on that one.
Chiefs offense woke up. Think they might have flipped the switch, maybe.
They featured Rashid Rice, so if they continue to do that, maybe it'll help in that area.
Back to Thanksgiving, the Packers upset the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Jordan Love is balling.
So, how about with the Packers? They actually lead the league in plays over 30 yards somehow with their explosiveness, and the Lions give up some of the biggest plays.
Right.
And so, it's just a weird clash or a meeting of a very movable object.
You see what Jordan Love is?
Quarterback-wise? No. I'm going to guess 14?
9.
What?
Yep.
Top 10 quarterback?
Top 10.
Wow.
How
is that possible?
Right.
How bad are quarterbacks?
Josh Dobbs turned back into a pumpkin.
Oh, God.
Four picks.
That was hard to watch.
Probably benched.
He better not be benched.
That's what Kano said. He's got to reevaluate some stuff
over there. I know. He'll reevaluate it, but come on. Dobbs is your better option. Don't be crazy, man. Don't screw me.
Four teams in AFC with 3 losses. Ravens, Dolphins, Jaguars, Chiefs. They're all 3 losses.
Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or at least they're going.
You're locking that in?
They're going. I mean, it's just Miami's proven they can't compete with anybody big. They can only beat up on the crap teams. Like this week. Miami's going to go crazy against Washington.
Yeah.
Jaguars, they just don't seem like they're there. They're still teenagers. It's just like,
I'm still pretty confident about Ravens.
I'll give you that one. Ravens, Clowney's been killing it. And watch they sign Marcus Peters, and Marcus Peters goes back to being like a dog again.
Right.
Because they need corners help.
Patriots lost to Tommy DeVito. Top 3 pick essentially locked up for Bill Belichick, who I actually have done a 180 on. I think he's going to be back.
What?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a Greg Popovich.
One more
year. Like, this one will flush, but next year you're on thin ice kind of a deal. And Belichick might be like, no, I'm done. Like, send me out. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be up to him.
I can see that, in my opinion. Well, they've got to be done with Mac Jones at this
point. Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
He didn't take any reps at practice today. He's not
good. After he threw that second pick, I was like, okay, he's gone. And then they put him back in, and then he fumbled.
It was unbelievable.
He had to be on the field just knowing I'm done.
Yeah.
Forever.
Last two things here. I have who will be the last two NFC wildcard spots, because the Cowboys are locked into the fifth, obviously. The 6th and 7th are going to come down to, I think, the Seahawks, Vikings, Packers, and Rams. Because the Seahawks are,
I put the Vikings in there.
Really?
I really think they'll put in there. They're better than the Packers, I'd say.
Dude, Packers are kind of hot right now.
They're just
they beat the Chargers and the Lions, and they look good against the Lions. They look good.
Yeah, I will say, yeah, you're right on that one. But it's just they're unreliable. It's just.
What do you mean? I think they've kind of hit their stride.
Maybe you're right. At the end of the season, I mean, they say the season doesn't start until after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So
I don't know who says that.
Bill Belichick.
The Chiefs played. The Packers played the Chiefs this week, so that's a huge test.
All right,
if they win that, then it's kind of all systems
I'm
go.
With you because Seattle is slowly going backwards.
Yeah, and I think the Rams are kind of clicking. Like
Maybe the Rams. I'm just saying. They have good players and a great coach. Yeah. That would be, I wouldn't be shocked for them to sneak in.
And the last thing here is who's going to be the AFC wild card. This, listen to this. Listen to all these teams, and then three of these teams have to go. Steelers, Browns, Colts, Texans, Broncos, and Bills are all possibilities.
Right, and now, only two of them can get?
Only three. Steelers, Browns, Colts, Texans, Broncos, Bills. Bills I'd are the outside chance.
Browns, Texans, and honestly, the Broncos.
Yeah. I think the Steelers are kind of fall out. I think they missed one last week.
Bills are going to be outside looking in, yeah. And I don't know. There's no way they fire McDermott. Man, he would be the first coach hired.
I'm not saying they will. I think they should.
Maybe hire Frank Reich.
And then Super Bowl odds, like I said earlier, San Fran is back in the lead, plus 400, then Chiefs plus 425, Eagles plus 450, Dolphins and Ravens both at plus 800, Cowboys plus 900, Lions plus 1200, Jags plus 1500, and then the next one are the Bills at plus 5,000.
Well, yeah, 50 they're gone. The Cowboys have moved up then, huh?
Cowboys went from 1,100 to 900.
On the move.
Yeah, they're on the move.
Should have been about 11.
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right. How did you pick them last week? I don't think I did very good.
You'd be mistaken. You went 4-2.
Wow.
I went 3-3.
Keep climbing.
So I am 29-43. You are 41-31.
Noise.
I need to make some noise. I'm just going to go all opposite of whatever you picked this year. I'm just all right. I'm going for broke.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm down by 12 games. I'm going to try and make up the next 2 weeks.
Hey, we'll take playoffs too. Roll it. Recent matchups. The first one, it was Grande Cogno taking down Law and Order. 130-119. Mikey Jalen Hurts. 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, and then he ran 65 yards and another 2 touchdowns.
That was wild.
37 points. Yeah, he, on a bum knee and everything, killed it.
He had a great game.
Bijan Robinson. Ugh. Man, kind of
overtook my. So he's running back 6 now, and Gibbs is like 11, I think.
How?
Yeah,
just from this game where he had 123 total, 2 touchdowns.
He had 26 points. He went from 18 to 6, I think, because he came off of a bye. Remember?
Okay.
And he went. Yeah.
But still, that's nuts. 25 points would vault you up 10 spots.
I guess. I don't know.
DJ Derrick Henry had a decent game, 76, 2 touchdowns, 20 points, and Nico Collins 7 for 104, a touchdown, 19 points. With that Stroud combo, it's just a tough. Where did he?
I mean, he had Schultz and Thielen. That's what killed him. I mean, Thielen, what happened to him?
Oh, yeah, look at his bench. Myers and Higbee.
Oh, no.
That's rough.
Well, Myers hadn't done jack all season. I mean, the last couple weeks, so that wasn't a surprise he benched him.
Yeah, Thielen, that was just a force. Because even with that matchup. Right. Against Tennessee, I thought he'd be better. I started him in Dynasty. Felt like an idiot because they had to bench Bijan to do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Felt like a real dumb. The next one was...
Real quick, what do you think CJ Stroud is quarterback-wise?
8.
6.
Oh.
Which is...
Rookie 6?
Crazy, yeah.
Dude, I wonder... People are going to be all over him next year. It's going to be the where people thought Lawrence was.
Sure, yeah.
And then that... Next one, bad trade specialist takes down, not my year, the newly named 144-135, Matt.
Baloney.
It's so heartbreaking.
It's terrible.
The guy Rice traded for, Trevor Lawrence, 364, a touchdown, 2-point conversion, ran a touchdown in, 25 points, and Rasheed Rice, 8 for 107, a touchdown, 20 points. Tyreek Hill on your end, 9 for 102, a touchdown, 20 points. And Zay, your boy. Same Flowers.
My boy, yeah.
5 catches for 63 total yards because he had a rush. And 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns, points. Yeah. What do you think of his celebration? He got a lot of flack for that. You see that?
No, what was it?
He did try to like a bouquet toss like at a wedding.
Okay.
Lamar. Like he took the ball, like went like through behind his back and somebody caught it and after they're proposing.
Oh, yeah.
Lamar said it was ass. Like, I thought that celebration was ass.
What?
That's what he said in the post-game press conference.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of funny.
That sounds cool. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh, Christian Watson on your bench. Gabe Davis, too.
I mean, my bench is loaded.
Real quick, I just want to see, did Gabe Davis do the thing? Oh, man, he did it right on cue. Almost. 19-1-1-19-0-8-0-19.
I mean,
that means... I will say, somewhere around 15 or 16.
Listen, if I'm being honest, I was choosing between Zay and Gabe Davis.
Oh, well, good thing then.
So that worked out.
Yeah.
I can't complain. I mean, what are you going to do? I scored 135 points.
Tell you what you screwed up on early? Damian Pierce.
Oh, yeah. It was a mistake.
How does that guy see a lineup anymore?
I haven't started him in weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a mistake and a half.
I don't know what you...
Brutal.
That's it. Next one was Cy. SMH. Cy. For you, poop mouth. Take Dempsey beating Anthony 100-85. Low score. Josh Jacobs, 125 total yards, touchdown, 4 catches, 20 points for Zach. And Jalen Waddle, 8 for 114, 15 points. Speaking of Waddle in Miami, you checking the in-season Hard Knocks?
I have not.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's
you like that. I didn't watch it last year either. You like it.
It's cool. Anthony Side, Jonathan Taylor, 91 total yards, 2 touchdowns, 21 points. And Sam Laporta, 5 for 47, a touchdown, 2-point conversion, 15 points.
Jonathan Taylor, though, got hurt. I don't know
if you saw that. Banged up. Yeah,
banged up.
Saying he's doubtful?
Say he might miss 2 to 3 weeks.
What? Yeah. It's a thumb thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. Nothing really on their benches.
Nope.
Mm. Kyler Murray outperforming Lamar Jackson. Yeah, step to think about it. People are saying that actually Lamar's just being amazing in real football. And actually in fantasy, I think he's quarterback 5.
Really?
It's just like, eh.
Just, I mean, quarterback 5 is pretty damn good.
It is.
He's quarterback 7.
7, okay. Yeah, still probably about where...
Yeah, true.
But I don't know. It's just like, yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Down here for quarterbacks. The next one was Mahomes, Ma'ata, beating legit half a head, melty face. 103-98. Close.
Mm-hmm.
Where did this end? Oh, Justin Fields maybe on Monday?
Justin Fields and DJ Moore.
So that is heartbreaking for Hoos. Robbie Pacheco, 89 total yards, 2 touchdowns. 5 catches, 23 points. And Alvin Kamara, 119 total yards and 4 receptions, 13 points. Other than that, Robbie's team is like, meh, kinda.
I'd love to be 6-6 right now.
It's David Montgomery at 71 total, or 71 yards, a touchdown, 2-point conversion, 15 points. And his Broncos D beat up the Browns.
I just realized that our touchdown bet last week only lost by one guy.
What was it?
We had...
Oh, it was probably downs.
No.
Did we include them? We hit Amon-Ra.
We had Montgomery, Amon-Ra, CMC, and CeeDee Lamb. Amon-Ra did not score last week. Wow. Yeah.
So close!
Remember, I wanted to do Amon-Ra first touchdown.
Which I made my own bet, too.
That didn't work out.
And the theory. It was close.
It was a good theory.
Yeah, it was a good try.
It's a good try.
The next one, it was Bills kick bass. Blowout. That's okay. The name is back. And the results are the same. Oh, gosh.
Beep boop, beep boop.
Okay, so that's point one. That's beep, easy.
Beep boop,
beep boop. 94.
Beep boop.
58.1.
Oh, you're so close. 57.9.
Oh, the other way. Oh, okay.
The thing.
The way I do my math works for addition,
beep-boop,
not for subtraction.
Beep-boop.
On SPAC side, Josh Allen, 339, 2 touchdowns, 81 rush yards, 2 touchdowns, 41 points. What?
Stud.
And Ramondre, way to put him in. Play him, 107 total, 107 total, 5 catches, a touchdown, 19 points. On John's side, Calvin Ridley sighting, 5 for 89, a touchdown, 2-pointer. 19 points. Is that
he's been pretty
back
good
to back week?
Back to back. 27 last week, 19 this week.
Oh my goodness.
And,
let's have Garrett Wilson. 7 for 44, touchdown, 13 points. But on his bench.
Oh goodness. I didn't even see that.
Was running back 1 on the week. Kyren Williams, 35 points.
Sheesh.
Wouldn't have mattered, I guess, but would have looked better.
Yeah. I mean, it might matter in the long run for the playoffs.
I mean, I get
that points.
Warren was killing it, but. But Kyren had great history because his previous game against Arizona, he went off, and why not just go for it?
Right now, Johnson's 7th. I don't know. That could matter in the end.
It's a big matchup this week. I know we say it a lot. This week, big matchups.
Yep.
And the final match was Achilles' heel taken down. How dare you? 130-104. Freaking Dak Prescott starting it off on Thursday. 331, 4 touchdowns, 2-point conversion, 36 points. And then, man, Mike Evans. Dude, do me dirty.
He's been so good this year.
6 for 70, 2 touchdowns, 22 points. What is he, wide receiver 4?
Double that.
8? 8. Yeah. What did I do?
It's been a hot year for wide receivers. Wide receivers are freaking good.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that'll make people change in the approach of 2 running backs or more or 0 RB or whatever. Yeah. Or if people will go, there's a lot of wide receivers to be had. Let's take our tight end. Let's take our running backs.
Running backs, that's why people usually take them early because they're not as deep.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Wide receivers are pretty deep. I got Mike Evans and... I mean, in a different league, in like the 6th round.
I think that's where I got him. It was close.
Didn't you trade for him, though?
No, I drafted Mike Evans.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. For me, CMC had 139 total, 5 catches, 2 touchdowns, 28 points, which was awesome. And Tony Pollard, I'll take it. 103 total, touchdown, 6 catches, 19 points. It's just Josh Dobbs got me 5. Yeah, and I needed 20 more.
Mike Evans went 6-12. So you almost got him in the 7th.
Almost, yeah. I'll tell you, when I was watching the Chargers game, and it was Justin Herbert was, like, so many passes for 157 yards, and then I look and Keenan Allen's at, like, 10 for 107 of those yards. The most annoying thing ever.
Right.
How did this Ravens not guard only him? And then, I mean, it's just so annoying, Sacconi. You think you're so cool with all my plays? Whatever.
Transactions. No trades.
No more trades. The big money spent on Tampa Bay D. Spags, known for his defense, put $14 on it.
Yeah.
Mikey grabbed Gerald Everett. Ooh, Rice, mad about that. Rams D taking on the Brownies, Zach. Picked up Greg Dortch because I figured,
I tried to get him.
Back-to-back weeks. Decent target share, too, which is weird that... I mean, I thought it was Rondell Moore for a minute.
Right. Rondell Moore had 1 catch last 2 weeks ago for 40 yards and a touchdown. It was just like a bomb. That's always gotten
up. That was it. Yeah, I think... I mean, John even mentioned it. I think Kyler just likes Greg Dortch.
Right.
Also, the number 2 kicker, Spags, picked him up.
McManus is number 2?
Yeah.
Sure is. 72 overall.
Well, I kind of like Jawan Johnson pick up. So there's nobody in New Orleans catching passes.
Gambling minute picks.
We're gonna hit.
I don't think so, but let's see.
I have a lock.
You have a lock.
Josh Downs.
Why is that a lock?
Cause he's scoring one.
That's a lock.
He should have had one last week.
All right. Well, I'll lock it down for you. Downs. I'll go with... who do the Cowboys play?
Seattle. I'm
thinking about going Brandon Cooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actually, that's probably...
Why do you like that?
He scored the last 2 weeks, I think.
Last 2?
Almost positive.
I have him in my lineup?
Four of the last 6 games.
He's got a weird habit of being good, then bad, then good, then bad, then good.
I just noticed that too.
So maybe not this week.
I mean,
unless you really like him.
Brandon Cooks plus 200. He's plus 200 to score. Actually, you know what? Give me Brandon Cooks. Yeah, lock it in.
All right. Yeah. Damn it. Now I got to put him in my lineup.
Yep.
Cooks and Downs. Now, there might be the possibility that Downs' odds aren't up there.
That's true. Shit.
Maybe we just include Cooks in all of our Thursday parlays. Damn it. So that way we can have Matt help. We can come back to it if you want.
Let's table Cooks.
Okay.
I'll bring him back eventually.
Maybe when we're talking, there'll be a player that catches your eye that you'll go, that's who I want.
Agree.
All right. Upcoming matchups. The first one. It's 8-4 first place. Bills kick bass. Taking on 4-8 12th place. Law and Order. The mercenary of the league. The projection is 87-83. Wow. In Spags' favor. Spags has Jordan Love.
You got him.
Devin Singletary. My computer went all crazy. Michael Pittman. Pat Freiermuth. Rhamondre Stevenson. Brian Robinson. Tyler Boyd. Brandon McManus. And Tampa Bay D taking on the Panthers. D DJ's got CJ Stroud, Derrick Henry, Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, Adam Thielen, Najee Harris, Chris Godwin, Nick Folk.
Blank.
At the defense. Oh, Indy D will go in there.
Yeah, he's got Indy D. So I'll add 10 to his all projection right. then.
93-87
Whoa.
DJ's favor. Come on, DJ!
Hey now.
Kick his ass, C-Bass. Let's see. Friermuth right now. Great pickup in that. I think he picked him up, what, 2 weeks ago, Spags did? And he came in, tough game against Cleveland, yeah, understandable. Right. Next game versus Cincinnati, 34% target sharing, and he went off.
And it might be able to do with the new coordinator, too.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, he's always been Pickett's favorite, I think, but it's nice to see.
I mean, he's on the field 59% of the snaps, but he had 11 targets. That's a lot.
That is a lot. It's like every time he's in almost.
Right, that's what I mean.
See, Jordan Love's last three was 29, 22, 18. So, ramped it up.
Jordan Love, on that note, those 3 weeks, he's been quarterback 12, 9, and 5 last 3 weeks.
It's a nice little replacement for Spags to, right, to plug in for Josh Allen. But Kansas City's defense is very good.
That's true.
Stroud getting Denver also. Denver's defense has been plucky of late.
Yep.
I think Henry played Indy this... Yeah. He kind of got shut down against Indianapolis. So that's a rough one for him. Thielen. I mean, what do you even think of Carolina's offense at this point?
They're a dumpster fire.
Right? Like, that's a tough start in my opinion.
I mean, he's got...
But you can't play McLaurin.
I was just going to say, on his bench, he doesn't have much.
Doesn't, no. Nope, nope, nope. Yeah, basically,
I mean, McLaurin, 11 targets last week, though.
Did he really?
Yeah, only four catches.
They can't be
He might be worth
bad.
A start. I don't know. It's over not... Thielen? I mean, Thielen is... He went 0.7 points last week.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Somebody said, though, when McLaurin plays Philly... He kills it, and then basically anybody else, it's just like...
Well, listen to these last...
Actually, yeah, it's not bad.
Let's go back to the last half of the season. 11 targets, 9 targets, 12, 8, 8, 7, 11. Those are a lot of targets.
That is a lot of targets. Miami...
But his catches are 6, 6, 5, 5, 4, 5, 4.
And he might be getting Ramsey this week.
Yeah.
Which I forget. We forgot Ramsey out and played in Miami. Like, the best corner in the league.
Yeah.
Randomly down there. Spags, this is his bipocalypse. You know, Addison, Diggs, Allen.
Oof, yikes.
Kicker. He's got two defenses and a kicker on his bench.
Right.
Not playing Kenneth Walker. Singletary getting Denver could be great. Dane Pierce came back, did nothing. Michael Pittman's going to just destroy. Actually, the Colts have been down in the way that they score touchdowns. It's like 60-40 to the run, and they say typically it's the other way around, so their passing game might get a little bit better. Tennessee's junk.
Yeah.
I get why people might think it's the Spags, but I'm going with the Merc.
You're going with DJ?
I am.
I'm going to go with Spags then.
I think it's a lock, though, for Spags. I just want DJ to win, so I'm putting the good juju there.
As I said before, I'm one opposite of you. So.
Yeah. Chris Godwin, tough matchup in Carolina. Damn. The next one, it's 7-5 third place. How dare you taking on 4-8 11th place? Legit half ahead. 104-88 the projection in my favor. All right. Sam Howell. I have Sam Howell, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, Jake Ferguson, Tony Pollard, Breece Hall, Josh Downs, Dustin Hopkins, and Dallas D taking on the Seabirds.
You got three Cowboys in their lineup.
Three Cowboys. Alright. Who says I'll beatbox later. Who says Tua Tagovailoa, David Montgomery, George Pickens, Evan Ingram, Javonta Williams, Jahan Dotson, Romeo Dubs
at the kicker, blank sorry.
At the kicker, and Kansas City D taking on Green Bay. Did he add a kicker?
Doesn't look like
Riley
it.
Patterson.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
So add eight.
Eight. So that's 96.
Yeah. Still in my favor. Yeah. Well, let's see. I might play that Douglas guy for New England.
Yeah, he's coming off a concussion.
It says he had a concussion, but I guess it's a possibility he plays, and he probably will play. Chargers allow the third most points to wide receivers, so it's a great matchup for him. Also, I'm starting Downs. He had 32% target share last week, and he had one at the goal. He caught a ball downed at the one, and then right after that, they did this little short out thing to him, and it was just a bad pass. It was a busted play, but still, like, the intention was there. That's when I'm like, okay, let's go. He's going to get one this week.
I was just going to say something about Douglas. Who's going to throw him the ball?
Zappy? I mean,
Zappy? You're going to bet on Zappy?
He's the best wide receiver. He has to. I'm assuming he's going to get 8 or 9 targets and give me something.
Yikes.
Thing is, like with Breece, the Jets have scored only 10 touchdowns all year. That's a 0.9 touchdown per game average.
Yeah.
It hasn't been like that since the 06 Raiders. They were the last team to have that average under a touchdown. I will say with Pollard, Seattle is a top 5 matchup in points allowed or points given up to running backs. Love it. On who's the side, Tua, averaging 288 yards per game in through the air. Washington has allowed 10 top 10 quarterbacks this year so far. And they've allowed a multi-touchdown. They've given up multi-touchdowns through the air in all but 3 games. It's a lot. Tua probably going to have a good game. Not going to lie. Also, Broncos D, last 4 weeks, averaging 16 points given up. They also have 15 takeaways in that. Through that. Evan Engram, man, hasn't scored a touchdown yet.
I mean, yeah.
Are you sure you want to play him?
Well, he's got no choice. He's likely on his bench. He's a bye week.
I know.
He's actually kind of got a bye apocalypse himself.
A small one.
Fields, Moore, and then Justin Jefferson, who's supposed to be coming back.
Which in Moore's, one thing for Moore, without Fields, he averages like 7 or 8 points. Mm-hmm. And with Fields, he averages like 18 points. He gets 30% target share.
Right.
It's awesome. DJ Moore next year, probably going to be really good with whoever quarterback they draft. Or if they stick with Fields? Question mark?
I don't know, Jim.
Yeah. George Pickens, did anything change with him in this new offense?
5 targets, 3 catches, 58 yards, that's 1 run. Good. No, it was a kick return.
Actually, he
tried a kick
less run? Snap share, which is weird.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 75. He's probably complaining about something that got benched like he always does. He's such a head case.
Now, I'll be honest. I really want to put in Tyreek Hill over Ferguson.
Tyreek Hill?
Or
I believe I have Tyreek Hill, buddy.
Taysom Hill.
I think that's, I mean, his projections are always so weird, but he's been good. Number 8 tight end.
All right, you know what? Because I'm killing him in the projection.
Don't get cocky here.
Boom! Live update!
Ferguson's 9th.
Oh, you want to see another one? You really think Brandon Cooks is going to score a touchdown?
I mean, I don't know if I'd play him for you. That'd be 4 Cowboys.
DeMario Douglas, let's go. How about that matchup?
Well, now your projection's way down.
Way down, 92 to 88. But it's a crazy line.
For that reason, I'm going with Hoos.
I get it. Javonte Williams is finally scoring touchdowns. Although,
you're not picking Hoos.
No. Look at it. He's got like 4 wide receiver 4s on his team.
Look, you getting a little cocky over there, buddy.
I'm tinkering a lineup that's going to make me be smarter than fantasy.
Doing a little tinker over there.
We'll see who's laughing. The next matchup. It's 6-6 ninth place. Your poop mouth taking on 4-8 tenth place. Not my year, right?
I don't have a not question mark. Year. I don't have a question mark on it, you dick.
Like, it sure was in 7. Or not my season. It's Bill, get your voice warmed up. 98-69 in your favor. Yep. You have Justin Herbert, Raheem Mostert, Tyreek Hill, Cade Otton, Chris Olave, Cortland Sutton, Christian Watson, Jason Myers. And not this time. Atlanta D taking on the Jets. And Anthony's got Jared Goff, DeAndre Swift, Puka Nacua, Sam Laporta.
Blank.
In the flexed.
Blank.
And Doubtful Taylor. And Trent Irwin, Cameron Dicker, and Jacksonville D taking on the Bengals. Even with those two guys, I think his projection will only be like maybe 90.
Well, I mean, mine's only 98.
Higgins, questionable. He'll probably put Judy in because he loves him.
Why do I have Kate on start?
Dallas Goedert is healthy, I think, or practicing. Are they open to practice? You look at this. You're in a bipocalypse.
I know. It stinks.
You have like 5 or 6 guys here. Giants D holding on to them for some reason?
I don't know, man. What do you think their defense is?
12, 15.
They're 16.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I guess in the right matchup, maybe. I guess
the Commanders, they had 29. I guess the Patriots, they had 16.
Okay.
Why not keep them?
I guess. Let's see. Herbert's getting New England. Should be all right. Mostert and Hill with Washington. I mean, like I said, they're Washington just gives it up. Hill's going to go off. Mostert, nervous about him.
Dude, Mostert's the number two running back on the season.
Yeah, but what's his last
on point? The season, dude? Want me to bench him?
Oh, never mind. He did have 21 points last week. I was thinking of that 9-point week versus Las Vegas.
You think I'm going to bench number two running back on my team?
He just finds ways to get into the end zone. He's been so good this year.
That's like you saying, Tyreek Hill, I don't know about him this week. Tyreek Hill's wide receiver one.
Well, what about Olave? Who's throwing him the football?
I don't think it matters.
Is he playing, though, for sure?
I don't even know.
No Michael Thomas, no Shaheed. They need Olave.
Dude, he was getting targets out the ass. He had nine targets in the first half. No, eight targets, and then the next play, I mean, the first play after halftime, he came down hard on his head.
Concussion. Oh, okay.
So he had nine targets in, like, look at 47% of snaps, targets.
Dude, Derek Carr is just so bad. They said that Saints fans are about revolting. Did you see the thing Kamara said, by the way?
No.
Okay, he was in the locker room. They're asking about, like, what would you like to see happen? He's like, I'm just sick of hearing we got to do better. Things are going to get better. He's like, well, how are they going to get better? Nobody's telling me how to get better. Stuff like this. And then he said, like, the next day, Dennis Allen's up on the podium. And they asked him, like, what's some things that can happen? He's like, oh, we just have to be better. Got to do better on in certain things. And something about being better. And he just kept going. So
that
there's
guy's
some.
Gonna be out of a job. That guy's going to be out of a job. For
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going with Watson this week. He impressed you. Got some, getting some PT.
I mean,
you
have to. I think I have to, right? I mean, look at my bye weeks.
Wow. This is a weird game.
Who you got?
Honestly, I think I'm going you.
Well, I'm going Anthony.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
I gotta go opposite. I did it simply for the bit. I didn't think you would. I wanted to see the conflict in you.
If you take Anthony, I'm thinking myself. I got to do the opposite.
Honestly,
like Costanza.
I have to in a way because Swift was against San Francisco, Puka getting Cleveland, and all Anthony's two best players and Taylor and Edwards are down.
Oh, Swift is who I want to take for first anytime touchdown.
Really?
Yeah.
Against San Fran?
Yep. Lock it in.
Wow.
All right. Downs and Swift.
Downs and Swift. What a combo. That's probably be pretty decent. Maybe like 1,200. All right. So you're going with Anthony, you sure?
Yeah. I told you, I have a game plan. I'm sticking to it.
Oh, man. Anthony needs this win, by the way.
Oh, and I don't?
No, you're out. You're gone. This is in this league, you might actually need seven or eight wins to make playoffs.
There's nobody that's clinched the playoff spot yet. Think about that. That's crazy.
I know. It's crazy.
I don't know how that's possible, by the way.
Because only three teams are 4-8, and then that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm in another league where it is like the first. There's like a 9-1, and then it's five teams at 7-5, and then one at 6-4, and then it's just like two guys that are terrible. It's so tough to get into the playoffs. The next one, it's 8-4, second place. Grande Cogno taking on 6-6, seventh place. That's okay. The Cousins at it again. Projection 109-95 in Mikey's favor. He's got Jalen Hurts, Travis Etienne, Deebo Samuel, Trey McBride. Mm-hmm. Bijan Robinson, Rashad White, Marquise Brown, Brandon Aubrey, and Steelers D taking on the Cardinals. Didn't you have Brandon Aubrey at one point?
Probably, yeah.
John's got Brock Purdy, Kyren Williams, CeeDee Lamb, Juwan Johnson, Jalen Warren, Devon Achane, Calvin Ridley, Chris Boswell, and Houston D taking on Denver. So he's sitting Chase versus Jacksonville, sitting Wilson.
As of now.
So, wait, did he have Lamb in there? Okay, yeah, he did have Lamb. Well, hey, more power to you. I mean, Chase, even though that quarterback kind of was bad, got 10 points. Is Achane back?
He was limited in practice today.
So I heard that his knee wasn't that big of a deal, at least not this time around.
Who'd you hear that from?
Sources.
Yes. So.
Sources.
You talked to McDaniel?
Mary Kate, get it. I will say, for Mike, he's got Keaton Mitchell. I know it's on his bench and it's a bye, but he is slowly taking over that backfield. It's
really good.
Going to be good for the future. Uh-huh. John Brock Purdy, Philly has allowed 28 points per game to quarterbacks in the last 4 weeks. He might do it because he's been throwing the ball around. Also, Jalen Warren averaging a 14% target share on the year. That was with Canada. So, I mean, he actually kind of had a down game last week, which is weird. Good news for Mikey with Rashad White. He has 4 touchdowns in the last 4 games. And he gets Carolina, who allows the 3rd most points to running backs and has given up 18 touchdowns on the ground. You know what? We should add Rashad White into that anytime.
Well, why is that?
I think he's going to get one this week. It's a great matchup.
He's only scored, he's only scored in 3 games this year.
Oh, he's 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I know. One of them he had 2.
Okay. This is a great game for him. 18 touchdowns on... They've given up 18 touchdowns to running backs?
All right, we're going to do 3 guys this week?
Hell yeah! All right, let's do a side verse.
We haven't even hit one all year, but you're just throwing other guys in there.
Yep.
You had one guarantee, and now you're just throwing other random people in there. That's why we're not going to win. We only have 4 weeks of this.
All right, do the this two, and then if you're ballsy...
No, it's already locked. I'm already
put a half unit on the 3.
I'm already locked in.
Debo had a good game, but again, and probably will continue with Philly, so that'll hurt in a way. Well, this could be. They're both eyes are going to be on this game. Mikey with Hurts.
Who are you going with? You know I'm not going to enter mine, so you get yours.
Well, still kind of peeking this here. Bijan getting the Jets rough. Like Rashad. Marquise Brown, maybe. John's team is just so cray. Oh. I like Jamal Johnson against...
Pick somebody.
Oh, gosh. This is so close. I'm going with John.
Give me Mikey.
The next matchup. It's 7-5, 4th place. Achilles heel taking on 6-6, 8th place. Mahomes, my auto. The projection is 104 to 100 in Robbie's favor. By the way, John needs that victory over Mikey if he wants to see the playoffs, more than likely. And this is another playoff battle. Projection in Robbie's favor. He's got Pat Mahomes, Alvin Kamara, Amari Cooper, Travis Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco, Aaron Jones, Drake London, Jake Moody, and Cleveland D taking on the Rams. Interesting. Adam's got Dak Prescott, James Conner, Mike Evans, Kyle Pitts, Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, Christian Kirk, Jake Elliott, and the Chargers taking on the Patriots.
Both of these teams are pretty good.
Saquon on bye for him. Komet on bye for Ciccone.
Damn, Ciccone's team is loaded. He's got Saquon on bye. That's crazy. Although James Conner's having a tough... Not having the best year.
No, he hasn't.
Especially
and
since Conner came back, he hasn't done...
And they said that Michael Carter came in and jumped off the screen.
Right.
Looked pretty good.
Right.
Let's see. Keenan Allen leads the league in targets and receptions. That's pretty good. New England allows the 8th most points to wide receivers.
That's dude. He's getting so many targets. Holy!
What
shit.
Is it? I actually want to look at this when I heard that. I had to look.
Dude, after the bye week, which is week 5, he's gotten 11, 11, 9, 10, 9, 14, 16, 16 targets, and that's not including a 20 target game in week 3.
Wide receiver 2 at 31. After stud. Years of being hurt every year.
Stud. Career year.
Dude, some people could have had like him, Evans. They could have reverted back to a team from like 2018.
Right.
And would have had a championship.
Yep.
Aaron Jones back? Is that a thing? I thought he was done for a while. He got carted.
They missed practice today.
And sprained MCL. Okay, well, we'll see, I guess. That might change for him. Oh, Curtis Samuel on his bench. It's a little thing on for Robbie. Miami actually gives it up to slot receivers, and Curtis Samuel had like 25% target share or something. He had 12 targets last week against Dallas. Oh, man. Does Dallas suck against the slot? Does Tyler Lockett play in the slot, or does he play on the outside? Is that Jackson Smith and Jigba?
I don't know.
I bet he's going to have a big game then.
You want to throw him in the touchdown thing, too?
Nah. But Robbie does have both of those guys, and Jigba and Samuel, that can both be kind of good. Maybe plug London and Jones.
And a side note, the Commanders and Cardinals not having a bye week till week 14 is absolute insane. They don't have a bye week till December. That's wild. Commanders and Cardinals
no,
bye
Commanders
week.
Commanders are playing right now, right?
I know, it's next week. I'm just looking at their stats. But what? Not having a bye week until week 14 is
unreal.
It's so stupid. Yeah, season's over.
Season's over.
Yeah.
They only have four more games after the bye week.
That is horrible. Why even do that?
It's crazy.
For Robbie Pacheco, his route participation has jumped up with McKinnon out, and he had 15% target share last week, so that's pretty cool. Also, real quick, how about the Cowboys? I don't think they're at home, are they?
Yeah, they are.
They are? Okay. At home, the Cowboys are 5-0 and have outscored their opponents 205-60.
They are at home.
They are crushing. Wow. Dallas win next week. Put your money on it.
Who'd they play next week? I wasn't listening. This week.
This week.
You said next week.
Oh, this week.
They play tomorrow. Yeah.
Seahawks. I'm betting Dallas.
Yeah.
All day.
Who you got?
I don't honestly like Kupp, Pitts, or Connor.
Wow. See where you're leaning then.
Robbie might have to do some tweaking, but yeah, I think I'm going with Robbie. I'm going for the upsets this week. Robbie also.
I'm going with Ciccone.
Robbie needs to win.
Oh, I would make an argument so does Ciccone. I mean, he has to keep pace. Ciccone's in fourth.
Oh, yeah. No, Robbie's in both of these eighth. Teams. You're right. Both these teams. These next two matchups are huge.
Yeah.
The matchup of the week. This is basically for their chance at playoffs.
Loser Leafs Town match, you think?
Very possible.
I don't know, right? Rice still might be okay just because of how much points
he has. I was going to say, they're there. Loser's just going to be really stressed out next week.
Yeah. Because I'm going to come up from 10th place. What? That's why.
Do you have that many points?
No.
I mean, what if? Maybe, what if you did? Win, 6.
Well, if I keep scoring the most amount of points by one team and I just keep losing, doesn't matter. We're not here to talk about me.
Yeah, it's terrible. 6-6, fifth place, bad trade specialists taking on 6-6. Sixth place, the devil. Sigh. SMH. Sigh. Projection is 105-94 in Rice's favor. He's got Trevor Lawrence, Austin Eckler, Ray J. Brown, Tucker Kraft.
Did you say Amari Brown? Is there?
I don't know. Tucker Kraft, Zach Moss, Tank Dell, Devonta Smith, Harrison Bucker, Miami D taking on the Commanders. Zach has, Kyler Murray has to, right?
Yeah.
This is why he made the trade. It all came for this. Kyler Murray, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle.
Deontay
Johnson. Thank you. I was going to say DJ Johnson for some reason.
You're struggling at the end of this.
Joe Mixon, Jalen Waddle, Younghoe Koo, and Bengals D taking on the Jags.
Can I say something real quick? Yeah. I heard a stat. Because Justin Tucker missed the field goal last week, he went down to 89% for his career, which put him behind Younghoe Koo, who was 90% for his career for active kickers.
Wow. Yeah. How is that even?
How about that? How about that for your boy?
I need to be like, I mean, that's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Younghoe Koo I always thought, was the best kicker in the league. But, I mean, Justin Tucker is the best kicker in the league.
Right.
Let's see. Jahmyr Gibbs for Zach. He now is averaging about 6 targets a game. And the Saints just gave it up big to Bijan Robinson. Montgomery kind of came up with something towards the end of the game last week.
Did he?
So I mean, that's what they're saying, that he was kind of carrying a little injury.
Interesting.
But yeah, I mean, the pass catching, he's just so good. And this will be... never mind. That's something else. I was thinking this would be a matchup, but it's not Atlanta. On Rice's side, since week 2, the Chargers' success rate in rushing is so bad that they are now the worst rushing team in the last decade.
Jeez.
Austin Eckler, also dealing with a high ankle sprain, I think, that they said he admitted to it when he got hurt, and he came back or whatever. I think that's when he missed week 2, 3, and 4, ankle sprain. Uh-huh. I wonder if he's just hasn't been the same.
It's a wasted year for Eckler. He's back-to-back 20, running back 26. It's tough.
The one guy said he started running and looked like he had a piano on his back. He couldn't break away.
He couldn't move. Yeah, I know what he's talking
about. Ran around the corner and got maybe 15 yards, but that was it.
By the way, that Zach Moss play for Rice, that could win in the league. It's going to be huge. He's getting, like, Steichen already said he's going to get the majority of the carries. And when he got the majority of the carries, he went 18, 21, 9, 32, 14 when he had the majority of the carries.
And Tank Dell is just... Dude,
he's been unbelievable.
So good.
Do you have his stats pulled up?
Yeah.
Wide receiver 11.
He scored 5 touchdowns in the last 4 weeks.
Right.
And he is at 5'10", 165 pounds. It would, if it wasn't for this off, like the way the offensive systems work, he never would have survived. But right. This is how Devonta Smith,
yep,
him true. And Tank Dell are two of the same. It's been awesome. Tucker Kraft also is being used like Musgrave, who is now on IR. He dug his own grave.
Yeah, well, he like basically like tore his abdomen or something like that, didn't he?
I didn't know you could do that.
But like he had like a. He had like an abdomen injury that he didn't tell the coaches, and he played through it. And then after the game, they said like you have to go like get that checked out, and then they said like you're out for the season.
Wow.
Because either some internal, injury or it was some like
diarrhea. Thing, you know? That would do it to me. That would give me some abdominal tears.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say what happened. He doesn't know if Musgrave, parentheses, abdomen will be able to play again this season.
This whole season?
Yeah.
Wow. Deontay Johnson on Zach's side also. Back-to-back weeks of 8 targets.
Guess. Oh, they said here's a lacerated kidney.
Oh, that, yeah. That
well, that'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it.
That's something you can't help. That's a little beyond diarrhea.
Yikes. You're pissing blood.
Yeah. Jalen Waddle's also going to be a part of that amazing Miami attack against Washington. I actually could see that game going into the 60s of the total score. Bet the over, Washington and Miami.
The over is probably 50 right now.
I bet it. I'm going to bet the over on that game. I'm going to bet the Cowboys straight up, and then I'm betting Eagles plus 3.
Wow.
Lock it the in, trifecta.
Who you got here?
10 to win 20.
Who do you got here?
You know, I think I'm... Once you start bringing up Zach Moss, I'm kind of digging it. Kind of digging Rice. This way you can root for your brother. And there can be some cheer in your household.
All right. Rice, I got Zach. We have officially have 6 different picks. Mm. Hope I make up some ground.
Also, Rasheed Rice had a 33% target share. That was one of, I think it was his best of the season. And he had his highest route participation. So hopefully he did make some noise. Hmm. Yeah, there's very possible I go on 6 here and you go 6 and 0.
I mean, that's what I'm banking on, right?
I risked it this week. But I also picking for what I want to see happen. Another week. This is it. Really, I mean, a lot of guys need wins this week to feel better about next.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, it's the end. Can't believe it.
It's crazy.
Last week. All right, yeah, play us out.
All right, I'm just going to keep it with Posty because I can't find anything else right now. Catch you guys next week. Good luck.
Yeah, later, all.
See ya. Everything came second to the band, so you're not even speaking to my friends, no. You know all my uncles and my aunts, no. 20 candles blown out and open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives. Now I see you dress up with the-